I don't like this.
Hold on, from the top.
No, it's perfect.
What is this?
It's good, it's good. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Basement Beards. My name
is Dustin.
I feel personally attacked right now.
Oh, it was a rendition of you, Nick, I swear.
Sure.
This would be like this. Oh, fuck you. Oh, my God.
Can you please start the podcast like that?
No, you piece of shit.
This is the podcast. I'm into it.
If you guys go back to episode 8 or whatever, Nick says, I hate you, Dustin, so much a lot. And it sounds
it's
just like that.
Sure, Dustin.
I say it with,
I say it with love.
It's great. Hi, everybody. Welcome. This is Basement Beards episode 13.
Is it?
Oh, yes, it is.
Holy shit.
So lucky.
What's this
13,
one called?
13, baby. Well, we're going to be covering a lot of HBO.
We're going to call it.
So it's going to be
Hot Beard Orgies.
That, it's just do HBO. Or it's going to be Basement and Beards episode 13.
Do you know how orgies work?
No.
A lot of wine. Anyway, I think what it should be is like cheese. That.
Like whining?
Yeah.
Well, not again.
Crying. Wine is like, no, again in my ass.
Whoa.
Huh?
Whoa.
In orgies, there's a lot of holes, and you fill every one of them.
This got derailed
me,
quickly.
Personally?
You are the captain. You are the first mate.
What are you, fucking Fappy the orgy bear? Only I can prevent dry runs.
I want a wet run. We're going to talk a lot about HBO, so I think episode 13 should be like Basement Beards episode 13, and then that noise that the HBO logo thing was like, wah. So if you
could
put that
if
in
you
letters,
could, if you could spell that for me right now,
I think
please.
It's a W-A
it's
and then
B-W-A-H.
Yeah,
W-A-B-W-A-H and then just the sound file.
Yes.
I thought it was like white
and
noise.
Write the sound
file. It is. It could be episode 13, Game of Thrones is dead.
Rip.
Spoilers. To me. Dead to me.
Dead to most of us, I think.
Dead like Bran's legs.
I'm just starting it.
But he can fly.
He's the king. Why? He can't have kids.
I don't know where Drogon is. I'll go fly and see.
All right, Nick. So you're starting the show.
Correct.
You just watched episode 1.
Correct.
We're about to talk about the last season.
Correct.
So I can't wait to hear your opinions on this in 14 years when you finally catch up.
I'm going to be quiet.
I can't believe Ned took the throne.
Same.
Ned?
Yeah.
Dude, yeah, why didn't he get the throw? Perfect God.
He didn't deserve it.
He almost, from when Nick's in the seat, he almost got it.
So, spoilers, I've read a lot of shit on Reddit, so I know
you can read
stuff that happens.
You can, wait a minute, hold on. You're illiterate. Why are you browsing a website called Reddit?
It's called Dragon Text-to-Speech.
Wait, hold on. You're a little rich.
Funny thing you should say that. Dragon is a, like, is a program that helps you read and then spell shit. So, really fucking funny. Smart. Hey,
wait, you guys
like
know
also
Dragon?
A character on this show.
Hell yeah.
Knock, knock.
Dragon.
Okay.
Who's there?
Dragon.
Dragon who?
Dragon these nuts across your face, bitch.
Sir, I would no longer require your goods or services, and then I close the door.
You need to be escorted out, go. Please. So, yeah, we're going to talk about Game of Thrones season
spoilers
8.
For basically all of Game of Thrones.
Okay, so I've come to understand that we're spoilers with every fucking episode we do.
Yeah.
But if you're listening to a podcast and it shows that what we're going to be talking about in the description, which Mike is so gracious enough to update every time, you know it's going to be a spoiler cast.
Your grace.
Probably going to be spoilers.
Okay. So if you haven't seen Game of Thrones or don't know anything about it, well, fuck you. I'm sorry.
I wouldn't go that hard.
Wow.
Invite me over.
I'll see myself out.
Invite me over. Mike's ready to start the orgies. He's going to let me tag in first.
If you don't know about Game of Thrones, just watch Harry Potter.
Same shit.
Same shit.
If you're a fan about Game of Thrones or Harry Potter, Harry Potter's just older Game of Thrones.
Yeah, truth.
I mean, younger.
Truth. Just Game of Thrones without dragons.
Everyone's Hagrid.
There's just as much rape and incest as Harry Potter as anything else.
Hell yeah.
I think you got that scar.
So, three things we're going to talk about on HBO right now.
They got the scar.
Game of Thrones. We're going to talk about the miniseries. These boys are giggling. I'm just staying on topic. Even though we skipped something already.
HBO. We're going to talk about
HBO,
Game of Thrones.
We're going to talk about Chernobyl, the miniseries, as well as Black Klansman, which all of us watch on HBO with the exception of Nick.
And also and Carl has never seen it.
Three of us have watched
it. I have an opinion on everything, even though I have no input.
You should. You at least have seen the trailer for Black Klansman, correct?
Yes.
Okay. You get the understanding. You it tells you exactly what the movie's about right with the title.
There's a black guy in the KKK.
Yes. Pretty much. His right. voice is.
Got it. Oh, because he wears the hood the whole time?
And then after that, we'll probably have a pizza break.
If not during.
If not during. Is it on its way?
No. It's boxing.
It's boxing right now.
And then.
So let's get into the nitty-gritty.
Papa John's,
boys.
If you want to sponsor us, by the way, oh I know God. We're talking about Black Klansmen, but.
Check out our Patreon. If Papa John's tonight, if they sponsor us.
You said.
$1 discount for all Patreon subscribers.
You said, check out our Patreon, and I got real gross on the inside. I'm like,
check out our Patreon. Don't you like it?
We're only on Patreon.
Please fund my laziness.
Oh, that's so true. pretty much what happens is people go to Patreon when they get demonetized on YouTube. They're like, hey, I can't make any money anymore. Get Patreon, please. Mm-hmm. Which is fine. I get it. Okay, Game of Thrones, season 8.
Let's talk about it.
Guess what happened?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Nothing. Fucking terrible.
It's over. Finally. We're done. We're free. We don't have to worry about this ever again.
Yep.
We can stop talking about it. We can stop engaging with it.
Yeah. We can. I really wanted to sit down with, depending on how quickly Nick gets through the series, and I would love to do a season-by-season podcast about it.
I'm okay
because
with this.
I'm watching season 1 right now, and I'm one episode away from finishing the first season.
What do you think's going to happen?
Something bad just happened to one of the best characters in the show. They may have lost their head.
My boy Bobby B.
Arya's dead, season 1.
The dragons are dead already.
I should know. I have read the book. I've read the first book.
Exactly. So you
so
know.
So I know what happens in the first season.
Name three characters.
Arya, Ned.
Hold on. Nope.
Daenerys and Khal Drogo.
He's got it.
That's four.
Name three characters that are dead.
In book one.
In book one?
That you know so far. In your book.
Whatever those three.
Is it Richard? The king is dead. Ned
Robert.
Stark
Robert.
Is dead. Robert,
Richard
sorry.
The King.
Robert Baratheon.
Ned is dead.
He's king
and
of the
Anvils. Bran is paraplegic, which is half dead.
That's close enough.
Yeah, his legs are dead.
Right.
I'll never walk again.
He's got 2 feet in the grave.
Should have been climbing
or
up shit.
In Hodor's back if he gets carried.
Oh. I've never seen him get carried. So.
Yeah, well, he does. You see Hodor's dick for a season.
Hodor.
Why is Hodor in the, like, he's with the rest of the family, and that one person isn't? Like, when Robert shows up,
that
Hodor,
one person. The bastard?
Oh, the maester. Are you talking about Arya or the maester?
The
maester. Lewin?
He was standing behind.
I made this comment before.
Right.
Why the fuck is Hodor up front?
Right.
But the maester, who has much more power than most of the people besides the nobles, and I just figured out. One, they're assholes. Why would you put a giant in the front, like so everybody else can't see anything?
Because he was gonna Lenny his way up there if they didn't just give him the seat.
That's true.
Lenny.
I want to tend to the rabbits. Let me shake this dog to death, and then a woman. Spoiler.
I feel like they're not showing the Mesa because like the Mesa represents Winterfell and not the family.
The
of
Mesa
the Starks.
is like a topographical thing.
The Mesa.
I think it's just because I was just assuming it's because the Maesters are like. Servants.
Yes.
Like,
yeah.
That's their quote unquote.
What the
role.
Hell is Hodor though?
Hodor
is
friends
of
the family.
A civilian of Winterfell.
Yes.
Where the Mesa represents like what Winterfell wants.
Mesa.
Black Mesa.
I'll say
Mesa. We're bringing it back.
Just say Mesa.
The
Mesa. That's all you're saying.
Anyways, all this is to say that nobody here at this table liked Game of Thrones season 8.
I liked it. Y'all remember that part when the real tall lady was like, yo, you're the best character. You're a knight now. Congratulations. That felt good. And then that was the end of the season. That was it.
You had two. So episode 1, build up all these characters meeting for the first time.
Episode 1 should have been the warning sign. That should have tipped everyone off. Everyone should have been like.
Episode 2, bigger warning sign.
Episode 2 was like, oh, no, y'all are fucking this up. And then episode 3 was like, oh, we're sliding down this hill quick.
The thing about it is, I was okay with episode 1. I was okay with episode 2. I get that they have to build up some sort of emotional
you were okay
tension.
With episode
I was
two.
Okay with it. I liked people talking. I was okay with it. I didn't hate it.
This dude.
Episode 3 made me hate it. Episode 4 made me despise it. Episode 5 made me. Give me another word, Mike.
Suicidal.
Pure vitriol for episode 5.
That's
episode 6. Suicide.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I felt.
That's the last episode they will ever have.
I was
That's
dead.
How they ended it all.
I was dead with this show. I
so
eight, t- sorry, 10 years? 9 years?
9 years?
9 years.
Which, hey, it's only been 9 years for you, so that's better than some.
That's true. I don't know.
Plus for me. But
yeah, because you read the book.
Well, no. I didn't start watching the show until season 4 was up.
Oh.
So I binged a bunch of stuff. But anyone who like started reading the books when they first came out, it's been a long road ahead.
I felt betrayed. I felt they could not do these characters any real justice. Excuse me, Wiper.
It felt like somebody else wrote the final season.
Yeah,
even though the writers
mm-hmm.
were always the same,
mm-hmm.
but they felt like they literally picked two different random people to say, "Hey, what do you think Game of Thrones is about? Show us what you think it is." And then we got this weird fucking ending.
Well, they got their
all this character doing weird actions that they would never do.
They got their fucking Disney stuff, right? They were confirmed
yes.
Star Wars by this point.
They're doing the Star Wars shows and their Disney Plus.
So they're like,
show.
Let's just leave. And then like even before season 7, they were like, we just want to finish Game of Thrones because we have this idea for a Confederate slave owner show that we think
yeah.
is really good. And it's like, that's cool, but
that's still going on though, right?
I'm pretty sure. Yeah. But they it was very much them being like, we want to stop Game of Thrones now. In season 7.
I can't...
they wrapped
I can't believe it.
I can't believe it either. I want to go in more detail with like every episode and like what really fucked and pissed me off or whatever, but that's a lot of spoilers.
Save that for the...
Danny forgot about Euron and his ships.
Danny forgot about the Ironborn army.
Yeah. Even though cool. they mention them 4 fucking times.
Literally the scene before it happens, they get mentioned.
She's on dragons in the open fucking ocean above the sky. How uh-huh. far can you see in the flat ocean above the sky? I'm going to tell you, it's a lot.
It's
you can see a lot of shit.
It's pretty far.
Why is it that Euron can shoot perfectly?
3 times.
Three times.
Yes.
Because they don't confirm that it was the other ship shooting.
No.
It is just
Euron.
Because
then,
he's a god in this show.
And then she fucking gets the... She rides at him.
Directly at him.
And
twice,
no one hits him.
That happens twice in this fucking show.
Like... And then, like, the next episode, she's back again, but, like, no one can hit her now. No one can hit her dragon. She can just fucking clear the entire city.
We've talked about this. Mike and I went into – because we get on Discord, and I usually watching the episode while Mike and Paul have already seen it. But the plot armor on some of these characters is so fucking thick
yeah.
that you can't tell who they are. It is
– That's not Game of Thrones, though.
It is awful. I've never seen it before. John, gigantic – the biggest pussy I've ever seen – from a badass character, and me feeling this way is because I just finished season 1. Pretty much, you see John like training and standing up to Alistair. What the fuck is this? The dude who
the guy up in the Night's Watch. I know you're talking about.
Yeah, like not the Knight Commander, but the one right below.
Like
him
the like the man at arms.
The dick.
Yeah.
The dick.
Mm-hmm. Standing up to him, he's young. He gathers these people around him. Sam gets introduced, and Sam is awful in season 1, but he is kind of like John grew up in nobility. So did Sam, but Sam was, you know, treasured by his family until a certain point where he wasn't, and he got kicked out. Mm-hmm. Either way, you see John just fall, and all his fucking lines in this series, I swear, season 8, he only had maybe a page and a half of dialogue, she's my queen. She's our queen. I don't want it. She's my queen. But you're the rightful heir, you stupid fucker.
Why is John so pussybound by the fucking queen? Like, when he had your Gret, he wasn't, like, into her at all. Like, he loved her, but he wasn't like, your Gret's my bitch.
You want to know why? Because they hit the fucking fast-forward button on the last 4 seasons. And to where, so you're supposed to believe that Daenerys and John had this fucking love connection?
That's so strong?
No, not at all. They had nothing.
Nothing. They fucked once, and she's his aunt!
Yeah. I feel like as Targaryens, there must just be a connection to fuck your relatives. Which, Mike, you've read the books.
There is,
there
but
is.
Like even like going in the books, there's Targaryens that are very much like, I didn't want this. This was, we just kept doing it. Cause
Blackfyre Rebellion.
Totally. Like,
very much like that.
There's tons of stuff with that. I don't know. I feel like you can describe season 8 compared to the rest of Game of Thrones by just looking at it like in early Game of Thrones, you would have your expectations for fantasy subverted because if a character did something stupid, they were punished for doing something stupid with what would realistically happen, right? You didn't have, hey, I'm going to heroically charge into a battle and then I'm going to kill all the people because I'm the main character. Nothing can happen to me. Mm-hmm. You know, you have Ned scene. You have, hey, I'm going to warn you that I'm going to oust you at court. And then
because I'm
like,
honorable, so get your family
out of here. So I'm
honorable,
so get them out of here. And she's like, that's cool. I'm not. You're dead. And you're like, oh, okay, yeah. I mean, I guess that's probably what would have happened there. It's not what I expected to happen in a fantasy thing. Whereas with season 8, it was just, hey, we're going to subvert your expectations because that's what we – you think we're going to do something that's logical. Now we're not anymore.
Yeah.
Because we're just doing this – we're just putting – it's when you get a twist ending just to have a twist, and that's what the entirety of Season 8 felt like to me, especially Episode 3 with the Battle of Winterfell stuff. Like, everything in that episode felt to me like they were just going, we had to make it so that it wasn't what you thought it was. Just because it's what the show is known for. When the show is known for subverting expectation with logical steps that make sense rationally, and not just, I don't know, this just happened because it did, and we wrote it, and you didn't expect it. Isn't it so good?
Yeah, that's what you get. You can definitely see by Season 5 where they have no more books to use, and George R. R. Martin is out. He's like, I don't want this because you're changing the way that these characters are supposed to be. So here's tidbits of what I... I'm planning the show to end, or the books to end this way. and I feel that if they would have given... I don't know. After starting to read the first book now and learning a lot about the backstory of the world, they just had so many chances to make right with the subject matter that was going on, and they didn't.
And it was easy. Easily done. They could have just had Episode 2, the bad guys win. Night King strolls in.
The Night King comes
fucking
in.
Wrecks everybody.
How do you build a villain?
For 8 seasons. For
literally the first thing you see in the show, in the series.
Years.
Is the threat of the White Walkers. Winter is coming.
Winter is coming.
Hey, guess what? We subverted your expectations. It turns out he could just be stabbed.
Yeah, just be stabbed with a Valyrian steel. Wow.
When I saw that happen, I kid you not, I was done. I was like.
It's painful. It was so.
Oh, so they just stabbed him? That's it? And everyone's dead?
And then if you want to roll that even further back too, right? You think about it and you're like, okay, so in Season 7 Tyrion had this idea, we'll get Cersei to help fight against the dead. To do that, we need to capture a white. Okay, hey, guess what? They're trapped up there. Daenerys is in love with Jon, so she sends the dragon. The dragon gets killed. He takes over the dragon. They tear down the wall. If she never went north with the dragons, how does he get past the wall? If they never went north to capture the white to convince Cersei that the dead were a threat, he would never get a dragon. He could never get past the wall.
Yeah.
If the dead were such a threat that they needed to convince Cersei anyways, why could he just be stabbed? Why? There's like, it's just like, why? What is even that whole subplot? What's the whole point of Cersei's pregnancy from Season 7 and 8?
Yeah.
Like, none of this stuff, like, in Season 5 or 6, I think it's 5, Cersei literally just stands in front of a window for 45 minutes and then runs down some stairs and then cries and then it's over. It's like...
Season 8?
Yeah, sorry.
But episode 5. Yeah. Season 5? I don't remember.
Sorry, no, I meant episode 5. But yeah, like.
Also, they don't care about fetal alcoholism, alcohol issues. Right. Okay, she's drinking the entire time.
So everyone, like, the assumption there is, oh, she must not actually be pregnant. Yeah. But no, we're not logically going to do any of this stuff anymore. Yeah. So what's Cersei known for? She's manipulative. She stares at stuff. She drinks. So, hey, she's pregnant. Who cares? She's going to stare at stuff. She's going to talk sometimes. And she's going to drink because that's what she does.
She is a great character. Up until these last 3 seasons.
Mm-hmm. Until she stops being written.
She is excellent. And you grow to hate her. But there is something about the love of her children that is really seen in the first 4 or 5 seasons.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, they fuck up some storylines. But they are still well done. And so, I don't know. It's bad. People who are saying that that it was okay, they don't have the same connection.
Used to regular ass TV.
Yeah, they don't know.
So when they're like, all right, loose spoilers. So when they're like underneath that tree thing, right? And they're living their life, and then Bran got touched, and then all of a sudden they're like underneath the tree also with Bran, and it's like, oh shit, we need to leave this tree area. Mm-hmm. Does that mean they can just walk through that fucking wall no problem also?
It might have, but
we don't actually know. What?
When the Night King, when Bran used the power of the Weirwoods to see the Night King, and the Night King reaches out and touches Bran in the vision, and then Bran becomes marked.
Which, by the way, none of that warg shit even matters.
None of it matters because
who cares? Fucking matters.
I had a theory that Bran was the Night King, and I still to this day believe that was where they were going to go with that.
That's what they should have done.
Instead, they did not do anything with Bran. Bran is the biggest paperweight I've ever seen.
So I saw a theory.
He's the king.
I saw a theory that he's actually evil. And
that was the point. He is the Night King. You cannot rely on.
No. There's a thing floating around. It's very similar to when Mass Effect 3's ending came out, and it was unsatisfying and vague and bad.
People wrote their own.
And people were like, "What if the entire time Shepard was indoctrinated by the Reapers, and he was doing all this stuff at the end because he was evil?" And it's like, "Hey, what if the entire time Bran was silently playing like 4D chess and was like." hey, we have a way to win, but I need to be here because that way I don't get killed in this battle and then I can go take the throne later. And hey, what if you did this? Because that way then I'll take the throne later. And it's like, if that was an intentional thing, which I really don't think it was, but if it was, there needed to be any kind of that in the show.
Why do you think I came all this way?
That's the only thing.
It's like, you!
I don't think that's it either, because every time everyone tried to address Bran as Bran, he goes, "No, that's not me.
That's
not me. I live
I don't
in the
really
past.
Want anymore.
I do this life now."
Because he's not Bran. He's a three-eyed raven.
I
now.
Built
Why
this chair.
Make him king. Oh, so here's the beautiful
thing about
it. I like
the Kingsguard thing, though.
I've decided that they were offered 10 episodes. They said, "Yeah, fuck it, I'll do it in 6. And this is the garbage that you get.
They were offered 10. They said, "No, you pay me for 6. And they go, "Well, shit, we got no other choices."
Okay. And then they took 2 years to give us this rushed piece of garbage. It is offensive. I'm glad that HBO is losing all their fucking money, because all these subscribers gone.
Of course.
See you later. Done. And it's not because, like, I feel like the vast majority of people are okay with the fucking show. I think that's a problem for me. A lot of my coworkers are okay with it.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, "Yeah, it ended this way, but what, you know, you just don't need to take it so seriously, you know."
I guess if anything, the shining light here is that at least it ended. If
it's over.
If Mr. Yeah. Martin croaks out tomorrow, there's no end for the books. It'll never happen.
Right. And
we'll never see it.
And all of this is not to say that the books are perfect. The last two books 4 and 5, have a lot of problems. Like, a lot of problems.
Isn't, like, Euron in the books, like, actually way more of a character than what he is here?
Euron's a badass in
Euron
the books.
In the books is not just,
like
I'm drunk Johnny Depp.
I heard he has some magic abilities.
He's got an eye patch, he's got blue lips, he's got a giant horn that has the power to control dragons.
All his pirate people have their tongues ripped out so they can't tell
anybody.
They can't
talk. Like, there's a preview chapter of the next book.
He's the drowned god.
Like,
his
ship is full of prophets and priests to all the different religions that he's torturing and getting them high so that he can presumably use their magic to fuel a resurrection of the drowned god or become the drowned god. That's the thing. The show very much was like, "We're not going to talk about any of the magic stuff." Like,
they talk about it with the warlocks. Like, the shit that he's drinking is with the warlocks.
Yeah, with the warlocks.
SS or whatever you drink. So they have their prophetic visions, and supposedly because he's drinking that stuff, he should be getting more powerful, because that's all connected to the dragons, and that there's dragons in the world. Dragons get more, bring magic back into the world. But it, you don't. There's so many characters. And I'm only learning about these because I'm doing the Song of Ice and Fire for Dummies on YouTube, as there's so many wonderful YouTube creators that are that go through the – and, I mean, tear apart. Like, I watched a video last night. Every dragon ever introduced in the Game of Thrones world, from the sub stuff for Fire and Blood or whatever, which is what was released a year and a half ago, I think, which is just the Blackfyre Rebellion, and it's only about – the dragons and stuff in that world and the Targaryens. Like, they just wonderful people. It makes me want to read the books, but if I didn't, I at least have this.
I really recommend Alt Shift X is the name of the YouTube channel. He's done like a breakdown of episode by episode for season 8, and he's done like season recaps and stuff for the actual show, and that's all been pretty good. But some of the best stuff on that channel, I think, are, like, it's him going through some book stuff. Like, hey, like, what's up with the Maesters? Is there evidence in the books that the Maesters are the reason why the War of the Five Kings ever happened, because they were pushing for a rebellion? Hey, there's a video where he talks about the Azor Ahai prophecy and how everyone's like, well, it's got to be Jon, it's got to be Dany. It's like, well, if you look at it this way, Sir Pounce, the cat that Tommen has in King's Landing, technically meets all the requirements to become Azor Ahai.
I stood by Hodor was Azor Ahai. He was the prince that was promised.
I wanted Stannis.
Not Hot Pie?
Stannis, Hot Pie, okay, Hot Pie in my heart is the one I wanted. But Stannis is the rightful heir to the throne.
He is
the correct.
The rightful heir to the throne is...
That was alive.
Aegon Targaryen.
Oh, Aegon and Targaryen. There's a lot of Aegons, by the way.
Yeah, the Targaryens have three names, and they're not creative.
Aegon, Aedon, Rhaena, Rhaera.
Viserys.
Aerys.
Viserys.
Viserys.
Daenerys.
And then they have a dragon called the Cannibal.
Dario Naharnius.
Daenerys.
Anyway. Aegon Targaryen.
Either way, season 8 was very bad. I was not pleased. I am hopeful about a prequel series, which has been confirmed that they are going to do. We don't have any release date for it.
They're definitely working on one. Who knows? The pilot might come out and they could just change their mind, especially after fan reaction to season 8 stuff. Like,
but
they could be like, "This is not time for more Game of Thrones in the world." Who knows?
If you do the Age of Heroes, you get more fantastical shit. And people really love this series because of their dragons.
Mm-hmm.
If you do the Age of Heroes, there's fucking dragons. If you do other stuff like that, there's more magic in the world. Well, maybe we'll learn more about, you know, who Bran the Builder and all this other cool shit.
What did you say? Five prequels in development?
Five prequels were in development. One got canceled. One pilot is being shot right now.
That's crazy.
That's the Age of Heroes stuff. The one that got canceled, I believe, was Blackfyre Rebellion.
It would've been really good.
And they said that they're not doing Robert's Rebellion, which would be the stuff that was immediately before Game of Thrones.
That would be like a movie, I bet.
Wouldn't that be really cool to have seen a flashback of that? Like,
dude, 100%.
If they recut it to where when Robert's down in the crypt talking to Ned in season one, talking about Lyanna or Lyanna Stark, and then it flashes back to Robert Baratheon in his black and gold armor, giant stag helmet, huge fucking warhammer, going toe to toe with spear wielding Rhaegar Targaryen.
I think it's Rhaegar.
Like, seeing that battle go out would have been so wicked, but of course, we won't get that. Maybe we will, but...
We probably won't.
The pizza has arrived.
well, that's the podcast.
So, we're going to take a little pause here. It might sound a little different, but don't worry. We'll be right back.
Pizza pause.
Hey! Hot pizza! Hey! Hot pizza! Hey! Hot pizza! Hey! Hot pizza!
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. It's Basement Beards. This is same episode. We just got done eating a lot of pizza.
Pizza break over.
Game of Thrones talk over. Feeling great.
Papa was in the house, and so was Parmesan packets, and I've had too many.
What's next on the agenda?
Game of Thrones, bad. Welcome back, Nick.
Thanks.
Also bad, Nick.
So, Nick, something that... Oh, whoa.
Got him.
He's bad to the boner.
Bub. No.
Give me that dick.
You lost me with the...
You lost me with... Buh.
You lost me with the hard R at the end.
You lost me at... Buh. Buh.
You're okay with soft R's? Bona?
What up, Bona?
Boner.
What up, my Bona?
Boners. Hey, we're going to talk about something else that some of us watched.
What's that?
And Nick can be a part of it.
Nick can be a part of what now? Sorry.
Now, you may have heard me overreact. Did a bug flew on my arm and there was scared me.
There's a fly in the studio.
It was literally a fly.
Get out of here, fucker.
You scared of bugs, Dustin?
Yes.
All bugs?
Just like start inhaling really hard.
Most bugs. Now, I might destroy this microphone. Nick, tell us about Black Klansman.
Black Klansman is...
How many K's in that?
Yeah, how many K's?
3 K's. One K in the middle.
For cool quality control.
Yep, that's what the KKK are.
That movie is kind of funny and horrible, and not in a bad way, but just like, yeah, this shit
happened.
How many
times do they say the N-word?
Too many. A lot.
I'll tell you what. I told this to Mike. They say the N-word so much in this movie that I...
Have an in-card pass?
Had such anxiety watching it.
Really?
You're going to get beat up?
I was like, please stop. It stressed me out, and I didn't think it was going to stress me out. But then I'm like, I felt like maybe they're overdoing it.
I don't think they were.
Mike was like, well, it's the KKK. And I'm like, well, couldn't they talk about like something else? I understand that they're just that. Spike Lee directed this film.
Mm-hmm. It's a Spike Lee joint.
So all of his films have always been a style of black exploitation or blaxploitation stuff. For the most part, they usually have a lot of strong black characters. I don't think he's ever directed a movie where it wasn't based around black people for the most part.
Like the BET.
Yeah, like the BET. But... Yeah, there's a lot of N-word in this movie.
I mean, that's kind of the point. But
they do say the K-word, too.
Why is this man...
Should I tell the in case some of the listeners don't know what these are? Maybe I'll just tell what these words are?
Yeah, what's the N-word?
Nice.
Tell the audience what the N-word is. Please, out loud and slow.
It's a derogatory term. Hey, you know what? Can we play it instead of saying it? Like an audio recording of it?
Listening to this podcast needs to know what Racism 101.
Hey, N-word's bad. and back in the 60s, early 70s, I'm sorry, the 70s, it's just bad.
Nick, give us a quick rundown of the plot synopsis here for Black Klansman, for those who have not seen the movie.
The main character is obviously a black gentleman.
Obviously.
He not becomes the first police
What's his name?
Officer. What is his name?
I don't know. Damon Wayans?
No, not the actor.
It's Ron.
Ron Gerald. Ron Jeremy.
What is it?
I bet just Tyrone.
I don't know.
We're going to have to cut. Mike's going to have to cut all this part. He's going to cut everything. Do not cut this. We're not saying anything out of the. I'm 3% Nigerian, by the way. I can say whatever I want.
It doesn't work.
It doesn't work.
It doesn't work. I say what I want.
His name is Ron. It's Ron something, isn't it?
He has a very white sounding name.
It's Copron.
It's not Copron.
First name Ron, last name Copron.
It's P something.
Periwinkle. All right, give us a synopsis.
But he becomes the first police officer in the Colorado State PD, and then
what? The first police officer? Hold on.
The first black.
First black police officer. He starts. What? Colorado State.
Colorado.
Police.
Okay.
He becomes that. Then he works in the like backroom files thing. Then he moves to narcotics, I think is what it is.
Special investigation, I think special. Something.
Yeah, where he has to go to a Black Panther rally and listen to the guy speaking. Thanks, Mike.
Just as bad as Nick. Just as bad as the fucking. I think you're worse. So you should know better.
Yeah, well, this summary is taking a long time.
Whoa!
Wow, he goes to the rally, he meets the
president.
We're
getting a scene-by-scene breakdown.
Oh my God,
I just wanted a basic plot.
What?
I just wanted a basic plot. Black man infiltrates KKK.
Okay, fine.
You're doing great.
No, you. I was expecting a more fleshed out version of like the man who killed Hitler and then the Bigfoot.
Which we will talk about later.
The man who killed Hitler and then he killed Bigfoot. Nobody was black in that movie.
Bigfoot was.
You don't know what their souls are.
He uses a goddamn white cop to be the like stand in for him, and it's his voice on the phone with like the KKK.
Why is the white cop got to be damned by God?
Because he's
because you're upsetting me
in this movie.
He's a Jewish man, and they don't frown upon that.
So I have an issue. I have an issue with this because
my description.
No. The black guy sounds nothing like the white guy.
Right. They make a point of that.
But my point is like these people are idiots.
Mm-hmm.
And I think maybe that's a little of that.
It's a little of that.
Because it's just so stupid. It reminded me of when we went and saw that. Thank you for waiting. Thank you. Don't bother me.
It's a better. Well,
sorry to bother you. When he uses his white man voice, and I'm like, oh wow, it's funny.
Now, what is that movie about?
Horse
capitalism.
Dick monster,
that's
capitalism.
That's all I needed.
Garbage.
Revolution.
So yeah, that's pretty cool. It's historically accurate. It's based on historical events. Mm-hmm. I would not call this accurate.
No, from my understanding, like the first third of the movie is pretty close to that actual event.
The bomb explosion.
The bomb
and stuff,
happened, but it was a different thing somewhere else. Mm-hmm. They just conflated the two together.
So I don't know, and I feel bad. I don't know who the black actor is, the one who plays the main character. I do know Adam Driver is the white police officer who is the dude from Star Wars now. He plays Rhaegar Targaryen. And the Sith Boy 2 or
Darth
whatever.
Vader.
Yeah. And then
Kylo Ren?
Kylo Ren, thank you. Also,
the shirtless boy himself?
Yeah. Steve Buscemi's brother is that other police officer, by the way. I saw Buscemi, I'm like, no way. And then it was him.
He's still alive?
Oh, yeah, Steve Buscemi, he's a healthy fucking guy for being an old dude.
That's good.
Yeah.
Other one with the crazy eyes, right?
Yeah.
Crazy eyes, fucked up teeth. He's not a good looking man. And then you watch
Fargo?
Well, Fargo, great. Watch Boardwalk Empire. He's wonderful. Wonderful in Boardwalk Empire.
Okay.
Anyway.
Instead of Fargo, Newstead.
Nick, did you like it?
Yeah, the ending was definitely, like, a mind blown, like, is that really who the fuck I think it is? Like, not the end shit, which is, like...
The tribute stuff at the end, or...
Not the very last scene where they're...
The last scene in the 70s?
Yes.
Okay.
What's the last scene in the 70s?
Cross burning.
The cross ring.
Oh, I didn't. That wasn't mind blowing for me.
What?
I believe Nick. I believe Nick took it to understand that it was a specific character under the hood and not just generic white person under the hood.
Oh, I thought it was Adam Driver under the hood. Yeah. Wait. It was. It was supposed to be him, right?
It's not.
Is it not? Because it has the same facial
hair. I believe it's. I believe they used him as the stand-in, but it's not supposed to be.
It's like absolutely got the same facial hair and everything.
The idea is just that it's supposed to be yo, this is just a generic white dude. Like, hey, anybody in your community, this could be anybody. Like,
yeah, but
that's why they use Adam Driver for the scene is because.
Stop pulling
on. Yeah, please stop pulling on your cable. You're gonna rip everything off the table.
It started moving. I was like, no.
But yeah, no. From my understanding, Adam Driver was used for that scene because it leads to the implication of like.
He's still in it.
It could be anybody, but it's not actually, I don't think, supposed to be that character because the arc he goes through is him like coming to realize like, oh hey, like my Jewish heritage is important and like I didn't really consider that and you know I've always just considered myself white because of this and like you know when they were saying all that stuff like what if the one character that comes to realize the thing that he agrees with the main black character on actually was totally a racist and was way into being called the K word?
You know, people still. You know, I thought shekels was like a bad word. It's not. It's what they use.
It's the word for money.
It's the word for money.
Yeah, it's the Hebrew word for money. It's only got a bad
bad connotation.
Yeah, it's bad connotation.
Add the second word to that.
To your name,
shekel
Mr. Smuggler.
Jews? I don't know. Yeah, I think now. I guess
that
when I
last
watched it,
scene when I saw that, I had to be like, "Is that Adam Driver's face?"
Mm-hmm.
Like, holy shit, that just, like...
I thought maybe they were still working it, like, even doing it on their own.
That would have, I mean, yeah, that would have made more sense.
But now, looking at it the way you just said, maybe he is still, I'm like, maybe? Yeah, there's plenty of people who are racist.
I mean,
and with beards.
And with the way that it, like, I was reading an article on it, because I looked it up, and I was just like, holy fuck, is that Adam Driver? Because that fucks with everything about that movie. And there was an article that, like, explained it. Like, yeah, you slowly, like, he's very anti it. And then just being around it. And, like, when they're watching, like, The Birth of a Nation and he's, like, the first one to stand up and, like, throw the racial slurs out there and everything like that. It's kind of like, is he still in character or is he, like, is this him seeing it and being like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
F those people. Like, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. I think that's the... Everybody in this movie is a racist, with the and if you look at it, like, except for the black people in this movie, and that's just the way.
No, even then they're racist.
We can say that, but in the movie, they're not seen as the racist person. But every white person in this fucking movie is racist. That's
I
the
don't
way.
Know. The one sergeant.
They're all a product,
even Steve Buscemi.
They're a product of their time.
Yes,
is the best way to say it. But I think that's the only thing that took me out of it in that movie is just like everybody. There's,
but again, like
that's the point of the directing. That's the director. That's his point of view as well. And that is.
And the fact that like 95% of the white cast are Klansmen.
But a lot of the members that aren't are still racist.
Well, I mean, how
and then you go product of your time. Like, I get it. I get it. I think I was just.
I mean, that's the thing, though. Like, but yeah, like, I only say that because, like, there's four white characters that aren't in the KKK in this movie. Police chief, racist cop, white Ron, and then Steve Buscemi.
Yeah. Oh, and the director of their group. Like the dude with the glasses that is like one step
below.
Oh,
yeah, I forgot about him. I didn't get the vibe for him though that he was
who?
The director of intelligence.
Yeah, like the guy who gives him that new job, not the guy who is like, "Hey, you're the guy with the non raspy voice." He's the dude with glasses and the mustache. And he's always sitting behind the desk. Yeah, I guess the sergeant, and then the dude who runs the program is the gray haired guy, right?
Yeah, sergeant, not chief.
See, I just assumed that the police chief was involved in it somehow because he looked at them and said, "You need to stop this investigation."
Yeah, everybody.
And I think it was. Everybody. I thought it was more I'm involved in this.
That was more the kind of implication I got from the ending when it was Adam Driver or whatever. It wasn't that it was Adam Driver's character. It was the idea that, like, you know, anyone in that police station could have been, like, this could be, it could be your doctor, it could be your dentist, it could be...
I mean, I get that, but I definitely, like, it fucking absolutely looks like Adam Driver.
No, I think
no,
it
so
is.
So I'm saying,
him.
I think it's him, the actor. I don't think it's him, the character.
See, I don't. I think you should have put in any of the other goddamn actors that you should have
instead of putting in giving, his good friend.
Without well, putting in that partner. Character.
But if you, I mean, if you,
you absolutely have to step out and be like, okay, that's not that actor. But you've just literally seen for the past hour and, or 2 hours. That
yeah, but if you put any of the other actors in
it
there,
it wouldn't have the same effect. I feel like that was just going for the effect of it. Like, I shock. Like, oh my god.
Right. I think it was a shock thing.
Right. But at the same time, like you. Literally, you put that character in there to have this conversation right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean.
To be like, was it actually him or was it? Because you're reading it a different way than I read into mm-hmm. it. I read it as, holy fuck. Like,
yeah, you. I went figurative, you went literal. Yeah. Right, yeah.
Went literal, he is a racist. He is a part of this group.
How racist is this movie? Is it more than American History X or less than American History X?
Okay, who here has actually seen American History X?
Can't remember like minute for minute, but okay, I've seen that whole movie.
So for the audio listeners at home, Nick and I have not.
Yeah, oh, sorry. Wow, we brace our hands. I still can't get over that because we are just looking at one another. So yeah, so I saw that movie probably 15 years ago.
Yeah, something like that.
But that movie takes he's, you know, Edward Norton's character is slightly racist in the beginning, goes to prison. Mm. Full on part of the white nationalist movement, gets out, goes back to prison, and then he becomes a better person. So that movie is just as racist.
Okay.
That movie has a lot more action in it.
Carl,
like,
do you have any interest in seeing it?
Klansman? No. Yeah.
Okay.
No.
I was going to say, I heard it.
I heard terrible things about Spike Lee, so I won't watch any of his shit. Come at me.
Yeah, I mean,
I thought Spider-Man was okay.
Spike Lee the Spider-Man?
Oh, no. Stanley.
Stanley.
I get it mixed up all the time.
I fucked it up. I called him Spike Jones who directed this. I was like, oh, no, not the same guy either. Yeah, it was a good movie.
Didn't Spike Lee make a movie about, like, Chirac and how, like, everyone's shooting each other, and then, like, if the women's didn't fuck people, then people wouldn't, like, shoot anybody? So it was, like, woman power.
Spike Lee did the... That movie somebody can look up Jackson. He's done a lot of movies. The one I can remember has Wesley Snipes in it.
Bullied.
Like, sit your ass down before and make change. Sit your $5 ass down before I knock you down and make change or some shit like that. There's one I don't remember what it is. Boys in the Hood. I believe he directed that.
By the way, I saw that.
Yes, Chirac.
Chirac. Yeah. Read the synopsis about that movie.
Yeah, Spike Lee definitely has his political agenda. He is your modern day, huh?
After the murder of a child by a stray bullet, a group of women led by Lestrada organize against the ongoing violence in Chicago's South Side, creating a movement that challenges the nature of race, sex, and violence in America and around the world.
Yep.
That's the gist
Go like, hey, if you want to fuck my pussy, stop shooting everybody. And then that's literally the premise of the whole movie.
So they're, like, prostitutes?
No, like, the women who, like, normally give it out don't because they're tired of all the violence in Chicago. And, like, that's, I guess...
So they shut the pussy down.
Yeah, they shut it down so they stop shooting.
So then rapes happen.
I don't know. I didn't see the movie because I'm not dumb.
The catch thing or whatever, the... not catch thing.
Podcast episode 13. Shut the pussy down.
Podcast episode 13. So then the rapes happen?
So then the rapes happen.
The, like... quote for the movie is no peace, no peace, and it's spelled differently.
Okay.
What do you think of the ending? Like the tribute at the end.
The tribute to white people being bad.
I mean, Heather Heyer was white.
Yeah, that's the. You know what? She's the only good white person in this movie. The lady who died, who got hit by a car.
Well, Spider-Man returned
wasn't bad.
It's true. Yeah, so at the end of the movie, they have a pan of showing, like, scenes.
Unite the Right rally from Charlottesville in 2017. Yeah.
So you see, you know, you will not erase us.
The Jews will not replace us. Yeah. You will not erase us. White. Blood and soil. Like, all the Nazi chants.
And then it shows Trump, who's saying, you know, there were a lot of bad people on both sides. There's
a lot of good people on both sides.
So.
And then it shows the car plowing into the protesters.
Guy from Ohio, by the way, who was the driver.
They had a KKK rally in Dayton just a week ago.
And then God sent a tornado.
And then God was like, here's a tornado. Ha, here's two tornadoes.
Yeah,
fuck
who's two tornadoes? And then I saw, wait, you're the one who posted this, is like, God sends a tornado?
Okay, so for those who listen to this podcast because you're friends with Dustin or me or somebody on Facebook, you know, you live in Ohio.
Just Dustin and me.
That's it.
I'm Dustin.
He's Dustin, I'm me.
I don't have any friends.
Yeah, there was a quote on the news, some people that took shelter in this church, and the church took damage, but nobody inside got hurt, and they said it was a gift from God that nobody got hurt in that tornado. And I was like, God sent the tornado.
Yeah, God sent the tornado. No, liberals sent it with
chemtrails.
You know,
God sent the tornado. It's Satan's gift that you still walk.
Yeah, but hail Satan.
Oh, Satan sent the hail?
No.
Yeah. There was a lot of hail.
Oh, hail Satan.
Hey, by the way, if you work at a hospital,
don't.
Somebody does in this group. Me and
him.
When there's a hurricane warning, when there's a tornado warning, everything goes to hell if you work at a hospital. Every patient has to be pulled out of their fucking rooms. And I'm gonna tell you what, it was a real rough night shift.
Put them all in the hallway.
Yeah, you got to put them in the hallway, and everybody has to have O2. So you got to get all these carts. You got to go outside in the fucking tornado to go get more tanks.
We did not have a tornado.
But we had inclement weather.
We had weather. We had horizontal rain.
I'm gonna stand by this. That the second cell that came through, and I said it looks like looks like the Klingon battle weapon. It totally did. It looked like it. I was like, oh man, we're gonna get fucked. Anyway,
take that, Batleth.
Did you leave him in the hallway?
Yeah, for 2 hours.
Dustin clocked off afterwards. He's Dacia's problem. Put him back in.
All right, you guys are good.
Dude, I was like, I picked up so many tanks. I'm just tired. I'm exhausted. Mm-hmm. Black Klansman, pretty good movie.
How many thumbs?
Pretty one-sided, if you ask me.
I want a star rating and a thumb rating anyone who's seen it.
I said I gave it originally two and a half burning crosses out of five.
Now that's racist.
No, it's not. They had burning crosses in the movie.
They had one.
Yeah. They almost had two.
They delayed the other one as much as they could.
Oh, I will give... honestly, I give this movie 3.5 stars. 3.5 stars out of five. It was fine.
All right, now rate Thor Ragnarok just for everyone at home.
1 star out of 10.
Just so everyone knows.
Thor Ragnarok, I'd give 3.
They don't have
Black
enough
Lightsman, burning... I'd give 3.
Really? That's not that bad.
Out of 5 or out of 10?
HBO?
Out of 10.
HBO.
I might watch it.
Mike, out of 5 or out of 10?
Out of 2.
Now, starring characters in this movie, starring actors, one, Adam Driver, great. He's a good actor. I like him a lot.
Even as Kylo Ren?
Pretty good in a car.
Even as Kylo Ren. He's great.
Was he in that movie? Yes. When they kidnapped somebody? They kidnapped the kid's kid, and he was in the basement? Oh, fuck. Who
Panic Room.
Who is Hugh Jackman in that movie, too?
Wolverine.
It's a detective show.
Old Man Logan.
Some kid got stolen, and it's very popular. Everyone likes it. Whatever.
True Detective.
I'll remember it.
Oh, wait. The one where Hugh Jackman's daughter gets kidnapped?
Yeah!
Taken.
No, he's not in that movie.
He's not like the retard weird, like, Taken like
2.
Special ed person they end up like knocking
that
on the door.
That he beats up and like...
Yeah,
Taken
yeah.
3.
That's not him?
Oh. I don't remember. All I know at the end is Hugh Jackman dies.
Yeah.
He falls in that hole, and then they drive the fucking car.
They're like,
over
we
it,
got you.
And then he starves to death. Spoiler. Yeah. Right. Really fucking good movie, by
really
the way.
Really good movie.
if somebody can find what this movie is, real quick, I'll tell you. Good movie.
Spoiler for a movie with no title that's really good and you should see.
Hugh Jackman says, I'm going to take the law in my own hand. I'm going to find my kid. He has a beard in it.
That's Old Man Logan.
Yeah. This is Old Man Jackman.
Jagman?
Jackman.
I want Old Man Jaguars where just the entirety of the Jaguars NFL football team come out.
Did you find it? Did you type in Google Old Man Jackman?
The Greatest Showman?
Yeah, that's it.
Absolutely not.
He's ringleader.
Is it,
trying
is
to get
it
his kid back.
Real Steel?
No.
The Prestige?
Close.
No. Movie 43?
No.
Looper?
Van Helsing?
Yes.
Who wasn't
You're
in
skipping
movie?
Over the movies. Australia? This came out after Van Helsing.
Who wasn't in movie 43? That's the real question.
I was in movie 42. It hasn't come out yet.
Blaze it.
Prisoners?
Yeah. Is it Prisoners?
Yeah, it's Prisoners.
Is it Prisoners?
Fucking yeah, no, it's Prisoners. We're Prisoners. It's Prisoners.
It's Prisoners. Spoilers for Prisoners about five minutes ago.
Okay, crowd, if you're listening, don't watch the last season of Game of Thrones.
Watch
Prisoners.
Prisoners.
That's the takeaway from this podcast.
In real life.
Prisoners with a hard R, not Prisoner.
Yeah, not Prisoners.
No, watch Prisoners with a heart of gold.
All right, so we're moving from Black Klansman on to
Adam Driver, the dead don't die, looks good. It's a fucking zombie movie.
Oh, the zombie
with,
movie with stupid old man.
Oh my god, it looks great.
I don't give a shit about the dude from
it's
Ghostbusters.
Got Bill Murray in it. Fuck
Bill
you.
Murray. Who's directing?
Oh, is that why you sent me that message that said the dead don't die? I thought that was. I thought you were really bad at the Greyjoy words.
That's exactly. It was like all men must die or whatever. Vugger
what is
McGillis.
Dead men must never die.
It was just a reminder for me to bring it up.
Yeah, that movie looks stupid. You want to know why? Tilda Swinton's in it. She has a samurai sword.
I'm fucking down.
Actually, Tilda Swinton is that
so I don't think it's
the lady who played in Doctor Strange, who played the bald leader of the magic people.
Oh, Doctor Strange.
Doctor Drange.
And she has a what? A sword?
She has a samurai sword. It's fucking stupid.
Like Olivia Munn with her samurai sword in the X-Men?
Exactly. It's
I don't
want to
watch
bad.
It. I don't want to watch it.
It's got Bill Murray in it. Fuck Bill Murray. I don't give a shit about your movies. Fuck you.
I'm okay
you know what?
That.
Ghostbusters
I'm
was
okay
better
with
without you. Have you seen the one with all the ladies in it?
Hey, was
fucking
Bill Murray
better.
In that Groundhog Day movie?
Dustin, you shut your mouth right now.
I'm being kidding. That movie fucking blows.
That movie is terrible.
Ghostbusters with all the girls in it sucks.
I don't think any
you just hate
movie
women.
Is good.
You sexist.
Hey, be more funny.
Quit manspreading, dude.
Be funny.
Steve Buscemi is in Dead Don't Die. And Selena Gomez is, but nobody gives a shit.
Does she play Steve Buscemi's teeth?
Does she have a sex scene with Bill Murray in there?
Oh, wait. Know. Is there a threesome? Selena Gomez gets fucking destroyed by
you
Steve
still
Buscemi?
Wouldn't fucking Buscemi? See it?
It's not like a fucking car. Yeah, I got the Toyota Buscemi.
Okay, what are... We got off subject. Here.
What's that thing? Well, okay, American Murder. What's the thing? American Murder.
American Horror Story?
No, not that thing. The thing, the music thing. American Murder. You know what I'm talking about, don't you?
No.
Come on, look at me. Look at me.
Is
look
the next
at me.
Word mystery.
Right. American
Murder Story. Is that what it is? Hold on, I'll look real quick. Okay.
American Gangster with Denzel Washington.
No, it's not a movie. It's music. It's a music.
Denzel Washington's
the music?
Equalizer too, which I just recently seen. It's a good movie.
I'm breathing really heavy.
Oh, American Murder Song. Is that what it is?
Let's Jimmy, listen.
Yeah, American
I'm
going to
ask you to quit.
So, all right, so Dustin, you familiar with American Murder Song?
Clearly not.
Oh, okay. Well.
Can you tell us about it since you were like, look at me.
Since you were like, Woodrow Wilson.
I fucking hate you.
I'll not talk about this at all.
Mike looks like a
so,
weird clown where the microphone is supposed to be the red nose. And it just covers it.
I'm just assaulting people now?
My friend.
Mike looked like a weird clown, guys.
Mike got a new haircut, but he's not funny.
Always a weird clown. No, American Murder Song. Do you know who's the grave robber? And the devil from the carnival?
Is this the movie where they're all singing and this like
and
a movie at the same
about
time?
Are you talking about Genetic Repos?
I'm talking about the Grave Robber
and Devil's Carnival
and the guy from the Devil from the Carnival. What's
Who's
his
the
name? Terrence Zenitz or whatever.
That the main singer dude.
Yeah.
One of the two.
Yeah.
I don't know what his name is. But
okay. Well, anyways, so this
I can
is,
see him right now.
This is his thing.
Okay.
So I guess after Devil's Carnival 2, like he split off from the movie guy.
Oh, he left his friend.
They got in a big fight. And so he and the dude that wrote all the music from both of those, and for basically everything that they've done that's a musical, went and started American Murder Song, which is like a bunch of, and I think they put out like 2 or 3 CDs that are just like songs about murderers, like serial killers in the States.
All right.
So I was like, I figured for sure you
I'm
would have heard of these
deep
things.
Into that subject matter right now.
I believe the second album is all about those cannibals.
There's a lot of cannibals.
The famous ones in the mountains going west.
Oh, the
Donner Party.
Yeah.
But anyways, I thought you had heard about it. We could talk about it, but you haven't. So now this is your homework for next month.
I'm going
to listen to these. See
if
you like these, because I've listened to 3, and 1 was okay, and 2 I was not a big fan of.
Okay, listen to it.
So temper your expectations, but I think that could be something that we could get into.
On subject.
I know
it's the subject.
On death and killing,
Carl,
we all just watched what?
Are those clowns still in the woods? Is that over?
What?
That was never real. That was never real.
What do you mean, the clowns in the woods?
Remember when I dressed up like Mr. Mime and we went to Steak and Shake and everyone thought I was going to get beat up by the bikers?
Oh, that was just propaganda for the It movie.
Okay. Well, I'm cool with that then.
Was it genuinely?
I honestly think probably. The original ones that were there showing clowns all over the place, I think.
I think they definitely pushed it for. I think originally it was just, hey, somebody did something weird, and then somebody was like, I'll do the same thing, and then they were like, let's just push this. Let's just push it, push it, push it, push it. And so they then spurred it on. I don't think it was them originally, but
speaking of trailer for It Part 2 came out. Fucking great.
Do they all float down here?
Yeah, it seems okay.
You
I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
There's
I'm
a naked kidding. Old lady in it.
Yeah,
I
and
don't
she
like
got a little creepy walk. Little creepy walk. That's the sound.
Also
made.
Has that one dude.
Yeah, it's got, it's got Professor Xavier in it. It's got
wait, old Xavier or new Xavier?
Old new Xavier, and a lot of other people.
Isn't old Xavier in Picard?
Yeah.
So he can
yeah, new Star Trek
once.
Things coming out. I don't give a fuck about Star Trek, but new Star Trek's coming
that.
Out.
Wait, hold on.
It's got Picard in it.
Okay, real quick, because I know Jimmy listens to this podcast.
Yeah.
Hi, Jimmy.
What's the
Hi,
best
Jimmy.
Star Captain?
He's gonna say Picard.
I know he is. I'm not asking him.
Well, I'll speak for him.
I'm asking you.
I'll accept this award for him.
I'm asking you, Dustin, right now.
Janeway.
Can you name... I was going to say, can you even name a different character, but you just did, so
I did.
Congratulations.
I'll say Janeway right now. You want to know why? Everybody hates Janeway.
Everybody hates Janeway.
No, I'm sorry. I'll say
Sisko.
The
Does
so
Deep Space Nine have a captain?
Hand of this.
Yeah, it's Janeway, I believe.
Shaking
is
that
it?
Thing like
Does Voyager
looking?
Have a captain?
With a look in the eyes so devilish.
Whatever.
Voyager is a whole different
Star
thing.
Trek Voyager, we're just creeping on people.
Yo, what up? We're going to this planet with naked chicks.
You think
about
it.
Window.
They just
weird
hide behind
the
other
Star
Trek Voyagers.
Just peek
the
in.
Voyagers. No, beam me in. Richard Dean Anderson. I'll choose him. The guy from Quantum Leap. He was one of the captains in the one of the Star Trek series, like the later ones.
I thought Janeway is Voyager.
Sorry, Richard Dean Morgan? No.
Oh, who's Deep Space
No,
Nine?
That's not a cat. That's the dude from
that's someone who's like just now watching The Next Generation, like as of this year Star today, Trek. And who's never seen it before ever. Star Trek Next Generation has a lot of hotties in it. Both
Commander
male and female.
Sisko?
Yeah.
Both of them.
Is Deep Space Nine.
Oh, go back
that's
to the part
right?
where I said Sisko and then
is
act like I actually knew anything about it.
Wait, Commander Sisko from Deep Space Nine? Is that black guy?
Is that the one with the long
I
road?
I believe so.
Wait, there's a Star Trek with
yes,
a,
it
with
is.
A black guy. Yeah, yeah, yeah. She's right after Janeway.
Deep Space Nine. Yeah.
Okay. Voyager is that. Janeway, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And then what's after that? Keep going.
I have no fucking clue.
Probably the movies.
I Enterprise. Was looking up.
Enterprise?
That'd be before, I bet.
Who did Enterprise?
Next
who's,
Generation is
who's the
Picard,
captain of
right?
Enterprise.
Yeah. And then because the previous.
Star Trek.
Because the previous generation was Kirk.
Kirk Douglas.
Mm-hmm. Captain of the Space Force. Hey, speaking of the thing on your agenda where it says we're going to talk about Chernobyl, I'm going to stop that for a second.
Huh?
Godzilla King of the Monsters. That's coming out soon.
Yep.
And Carl and I have played this game. I think we talked about it on this podcast before called Monsterpocalypse. It's a game with the monsters and we fight.
Mm-hmm.
Well, while we were playing that game, we looked up some Godzilla fight scenes on the television.
They were great.
Carl learned a lot about Godzilla.
I think Godzilla might be my shit, but not like modern Godzilla, he's a monster, this is a travesty, but just like Japanese people having a good time in Godzilla costumes beating each other up.
Well, you know, original Godzilla was just about the war, right? About World War II, like
yes.
right after World War II.
Yes, and then they show
it wasn't right after World War II. It was like 60 something when the first one came out, but
no, it was 54, I think.
54. It was right after World War II.
But the tone of those movies, from what I've seen from the very first like 13 minutes of ever seeing what a Godzilla looked like, besides my modern take, it seems like it's not like oh shit, Godzilla here, drat. It seems like oh yeah, Godzilla's here.
So the first
Woo!
Godzilla movies. Godzilla is just destroying everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 1954 to present.
Okay, and then they stop him. They don't kill him. He just is like, I'm going to go. I'm going to leave.
I'm tired.
Also, you will find out Godzilla never kills people in any of the Toho films. He just destroys everything. You actually never see people die. Like,
so like no one's in those buildings he's destroying?
You never see people die.
Doesn't mean they're not dying.
They don't die. You don't see it. It didn't happen.
Sure, buddy.
I didn't see the moon landing. We never went there.
He destroyed a building. There's at least one old person who didn't
leave.
No,
they're all gone, man. Every tank that gets destroyed, those are all, you see, they're just
they're
toys.
AI. They're drones.
It's not Japan is way ahead of time.
Godzilla is just that fucking big, and he just wrecks.
So Godzilla is Batman?
Godzilla has elbows.
No, Batman kills people now.
Oh, shit. It's
way We're better.
Not, Superman with a gun is the best version of Batman.
True.
Anyways, should Carl watch the Godzilla movies? I haven't seen them.
He watched clips.
Absolutely.
No, so I'm saying, should he watch the movie?
Oh, fucking.
I think you should watch the newest Godzilla movie. Came out in 2014.
Why? Wow, marketing.
That's not the newest
marketing.
One.
No, King of the Monsters. Thank you very much. Came out like
King of the Monsters doesn't come out till Friday.
Shin Godzilla.
I'm talking.
Is after 2014. That's you should watch that one. That's good.
It's good, but what I'm talking about is
Chicken
if
Godzilla.
If you want to go see King of the Monsters on Friday, then you need to watch the one that came out in 2014.
What do you want to watch it on?
You should also watch the one that came out in 1998.
Oh, no, you shouldn't. Stop.
I get that.
That one.
Matthew Broderick with the little lizard.
With the fucking professional in it, too.
Bad movies.
Wait, camera guy, sniper.
Brian Cranston.
Didn't it?
2014.
And that's when they had like the white soldier boy who's just running away from Godzilla
Cranston
the whole time.
Yeah.
I hate that movie. Cranston. Garbage.
So here's the thing, right? That I read some reviews because I didn't want to have any more spoilers about it because
Godzilla's in it.
We already know if you saw Godzilla and then you saw Kong Skull Island, they're all connected. It's all in the same universe.
You don't know that.
If you see the movie at the end, you do because they show the big painting of all the kaiju fighting each other. At the end of Skull Island?
Yeah, at the end of Skull Island. Like at the very end of the skull?
At the end of Skull, yeah. By the teeth. This is where it is.
Right around the cranium.
Skull Island, the Jack Black one?
Yes.
No, that's not it. This is the one with Samuel Jackson and the dude who plays Loki.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Peter Jackson.
Yeah, Peter Frampton.
Has Steve Brule in it. Dr. Steve Brule in it.
No, that's
no. Yes, it does. Yes,
wait,
it does.
Yeah.
Yes,
isn't he like the fun guy?
He's
in Lost.
I thought that was Sherlock Holmes.
Movie.
Okay,
Skull Island's a fun movie.
All right, I'm back in. I'm back.
Anyway, so watch that one. I watched some reviews about it, or I read some reviews about King of Monsters or whatever, and people are
good?
Like, the first Godzilla movie from 2014, not great because you tried to focus on the people, and the people don't fucking matter in
people
these
suck.
Movies. You're going to go see monster movies to see the monsters, not care about the human aspect of it. Some people are into that. Most people are going to go see these movies, don't want to see that. Godzilla, King of Monsters or whatever, it's all about the monsters. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, fuck yes. My dad and I...
Are you kidding me? There's a chick from Stranger Things. She's going to get all psychic on her.
Yeah, she does look
at
the camera.
Yeah, she's going to eat fucking Eggos and then shit a monster or a pussy. Anyway. Sorry. Does that happen? Mm-hmm. Anyway. Mm-hmm.
Puss.
It's all about the monsters in this new one. And that's what I'm excited about because my dad and I and my mom, we're all going to go see it. And I bought us all magic t-shirts.
How many monsters are going to be in the King of Monster movie?
So,
three.
Looks like four.
Fuck. Is King Kang going to be in it?
So
King K. Rool will be.
King Kang with the hard
G
is going to be supposedly at the end, I heard, but I don't know.
Setting up the sequel where King Kong fights all the monsters.
Which they just filmed.
Prince
King
monsters.
Kong? No, they just actually finished filming Godzilla vs. Kong.
I will see a movie called King Kong Beats Up All the Monsters.
Yeah.
I don't even need a trailer for that. Just that title, and I'll be like, all right. We'll
now, see. Seeing this movie, you should see the original King of Monsters film that came out where it showcases all the big monsters. Because if you know anything about Godzilla films, and I've watched most of them, Godzilla gets the shit kicked out of him in the beginning, then is resurrected and wins with no trouble at the end.
So like a wrestling match.
Jesus.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, honestly, those movies are like we're watching costume wrestling. That's all it is.
Kaiju Big Battle, baby.
Yeah, and they're great. They're fucking wonderful. But yeah, we kind of moved on that. Godzilla, great. It's a lot of fun. Don't try to think too hard. But this movie is a direct sequel to.
So your final verdict here is yes, Carl should see every Godzilla movie ever made.
Yep.
They look like a lot, though.
Yeah, there's a lot.
Dustin, you're going to have to find that fucking connection between Godzilla and Kong Skull Island because from what I understand, it was just Monarch was the reference between the two.
At the end of Kong.
You're gonna have to...
It's at the end of the movie. We'll look it up on YouTube and I'll show it to you.
Okay.
Anyway, we're going to move down. Our last topic. Technically, there were two topics, but...
We got three more. We're going to blitz through these things. Ready? The Man Who Killed Hitler and then Bigfoot? Don't watch it. Maybe do. It's boring and slow and we all fell asleep. Next.
Did you say man who killed Ebola? The
man who got Ebola.
Okay, the thing with the man who killed Hitler and Bigfoot, like, you should get on YouTube and watch little snippets of it to figure out that there are some really funny parts, but they are spread few and far between.
That is not a schlocky B movie. It is a slow, quiet character introspective, which is normally my jam, but it made me fall asleep, which is probably not a good sign. Although I fell asleep during Shin Godzilla, and I really like that movie, so maybe I'm a bad judge of sleepy movies. I don't know. Watch it or don't.
It was late, though.
It was late, but all three of us fell asleep in the same scene.
Yeah.
And then we immediately started cheering for the next scene because that movie is a roller coaster of highs and lows.
A lot of lows.
And mediocre highs.
Oh, wait. The scene right after that, Bigfoot gets shot immediately in the head. He's staring at the fire, and then...
It just cuts to a gunshot. Right,
it's that movie's bonkers. It's really fucking stupid. There are redeeming qualities to it, but it's not enough to say that movie was not garbage. It's just bad.
It was bad in a not good way.
Yeah, we did not enjoy it.
You know what's bad in a good way? The dread you feel when watching Chernobyl on HBO.
Oh, my God. So,
yo, put that boy on it because it's a segue. Oh.
I'm going to drive off a cliff.
I do not know how to drive into these things. Yeah, so we've all watched episode one of Chernobyl.
Everyone has.
Maybe.
I had my eyes closed shoving pizza in my mouth. I've seen two episodes. Carl and Mike, they've seen all four of the episodes out right now. Currently,
Four Club.
Four.
Hey, real quick, that is fucking stellar. And that really picks me up from watching the garbage of Game of Thrones. It makes me feel good.
It doesn't really pick me up or make me feel good. I'm like, oh, these people are fucked, and this is sad.
It makes me feel good because I'm interested, but it is awful. Yes. It is anxiety-ridden. It is stress.
It's a very well-produced TV show.
I honestly think that probably Andrew and Nick should rewatch it again by themselves because it was literally just Mike and I and Carl.
Just coming over
it. Can you believe they're going to do this?
Oh, so good.
Can you believe it?
Man, they're fucked. They're fucked. Dude, they're absolutely
fucked. They're just touching
fucked.
The graphite.
Do you see that? They're fucked. They're fucked.
I'll
they're
say fucked. This. I'll say this. If you want to find out more information on this TV show, don't Google Chernobyl. You'll get spoilers that happened 20 years ago. 40 years ago.
Chernobyl is so interesting to me in such a weird way. It's definitely one of those like Wikipedia rabbit holes.
You want to go there?
Like,
disasters.
No. You want to go to Pripyat?
There's a...
The Pripyat!
I go to Pripyat.
With a hard Y. Pripyat!
There's a... There
I'm
was
not
a
going
series
to Pripyat.
On the Netflix towers. About dark tourism. It's like...
Yes!
It's actually really neat.
Yes.
What it is it's the people who like go do tourist stuff in like...
abandoned
places or like haunted stuff and everything.
It's good.
And one of them is, I think, them going near Chernobyl, or I think
it's one of the neighboring like cities that they don't really talk about too much.
Something in the exclusion zone, probably.
Yes, exclusion zone. Yes.
It's either that
but
or
they
it's
can get
Fukushima
shot if they go there.
Like
that. If I remember in that episode, they're like, they show the guard fence or whatever, and that place is still patrolled.
Yeah, and people work there.
Yeah. But, you know, people just go anyway. It's super cool. Chernobyl was really good.
If you had to go to one of the two, the Pripyat or North Korea for a week-long vacation?
That's an easy question.
North Korea.
Where do you go?
What?
I go to North Korea.
You say the wrong thing. You're in a prison for the rest of your life.
Yeah, I'll say all the right things. Hello?
You don't know what those are. You're not North Korean.
I'll just say, hello.
Annyeonghaseyo.
I'm gonna say, hey, do you like a biga bangu?
You go.
You try to make fun of me?
You go, I'm Canadian. Not American.
Not Canadian. I'm Puerto Rican. They hate us.
Nope. Go to North Korea. You slip up once. You're in jail for the rest of your eternity, and you're dead.
So
not
it sounds
worth
like,
it.
Sounds like Pripyat from Carl.
You go to Chernobyl, you might get like a little mutant to eat you, or like you maybe might get shot by a Russian guy, but that's like a maybe chance.
Are you saying like a mutant that'll eat you, or just the cancer?
Like a mutant, like a big monster mutant man will come out and eat you.
Those are what wrong. Wait, you saw more episodes.
Yeah.
Does that happen?
No, I saw there's a movie on Hulu called The Chernobyl Diaries, and it's a terrible B-movie horror film.
That's
don't
not
watch
good.
It.
It's not watch factual. It. I've seen it. Not a factual film.
Don't
wait,
watch
what?
It.
No, it's Diaries.
I was taking it for real life. I was like, I ain't going here.
Why? You never going to go here.
They eat my fucking demons and shit.
They eat you. Dude, these are mutant priests. They going to eat my demons.
They going to eat me. I ain't in that.
Thanks, Lord.
Oh, my God. Good.
It's like that. What is it? Oh, never mind. Fuck it.
Okay. Bye.
Bye, Garfield.
Bye.
Bye, Garfield.
Chernobyl died. Damn it.
Chernobyl dead.
Chernobyl. Very good.
Terrible situation.
It is awful. I'm just like Nick. I'm fascinated with massive disasters that happen in the world. Like, I got into a little bit of the, like, Ted Kaczynski and the Unabomber stuff for a little while. And I was just like, what? How did this happen? All the crazy shit. For our generation, the craziest things that have happened was 9/11.
Yes.
And honestly,
several school
Fukushima.
Shootings.
Fukushima.
Yeah, we are the
Benghazi.
Generation of the school shootings. We are... I mean, we were kids when
South, the
when
Gulf of Mexico oil spill.
Columbine happened, yeah.
Columbine.
But yeah, the big oil spills. But Chernobyl is on a different level. There's a part in that episode. I'm sorry, it's in episode 2 where they're like, "This could wipe out the world, huh? How does that work?"
Yeah, there's a part where it's like, "Yo, this could make the entirety of the Ukraine uninhabitable."
Yeah, mm-hmm. And they say, "We've never experienced anything like this before in human history.
Mm-hmm.
How do you contain it?" Episode 1 is body horror. Episode 2 is psychological horror to me because they don't know what to do.
Yep.
We're all fucked.
The body horror comes back, by the way.
It does. I'm sure the body horror is a part of it, but it's just the idea that...
Especially when they introduce the miners. Then it's real body horror.
It's real body horror.
I can't wait. I'm very excited to... I'm going to watch episode 3 tonight.
Episode 3 have the miners in it, or is that 4?
Nick will have to come back 3. Over here and 4 watch the rest of
the miners are also in 4, but the most of the miners have is 3.
So it's very
they
good.
Ask for the fans in 3, right?
Yeah, 3 is when they ask. Yeah.
Hey, episode 2 when they
4,
when they
4
go
is
back
the
in?
Afghanistan, the guy.
Okay,
from,
yeah, the pet control. Got it.
Stop.
Yeah, watch episode 3 and you'll have a great time.
I'm very excited. I can't wait to watch it. And that I think is pretty much what we got to talk about. There is a little bit of a thing that Carl shared with us today. Back
Death
on
Stranding.
The video games. Yes, Death Stranding.
5 minutes of video game news. Quick. Death Stranding. Holy shit, what the fuck is that?
Little
Rain is a great game.
Yeah. Hideo Kojima.
At it again.
First game out of his own solo studio, Death Stranding. A lot of big wigs in it. Looks very pretty.
I think if that story in that is not good, that entire game is going to be terrible.
The game is about delivering packages through war-torn or United States.
Yeah, but if it's like...
And there's ghost fetuses. And
the lives. Mail must go through.
The mail... One day delivery, baby.
Rail?
Same
rail?
Day delivery.
Hail, sleet, or shine.
Yeah, it's interesting. Looks very pretty.
And expensive.
Video game. Also video. Very expensive, yeah.
All those actors.
Video game news. Risk of Rain 2. Going to have a really big update coming out here.
Yep.
In like
got a roadmap.
10 days. New character. New items. Game's fucking great. It's now become my Slay the Spire. I play it at least once or twice a day. Usually when I get off work. It's great.
Super Mario Maker 2 coming out next month. Going to be very good. Probably
however,
not
you can't play
month.
Online with your friends. You
nope.
Got to play with two fucking gotta strangers.
Got to play with the weirdos. And
God damn it, Nintendo.
Okay.
Just get
Nintendo
your fucking head
not
out of your ass.
Nintendo's not to do stuff. That's whatever. Hey, it's video games.
Fuck
yeah.
It, Nintendo. You got it. You're killing it right now.
Bingo. Hey, join us next month. We're going to have another episode of this podcast. Ain't that right, Dustin?
Yes, we're going to.
You know what we're going to talk about on that podcast?
Anal.
Anime.
Mistborn.
Oh, I want to read the Mistborn books.
This boy going to enter the world of Brandon Sanderson's Cosmere. Got to go visit.
Didn't you read The Way of Kings and all that shit?
That's a different world.
Wait, damn it. Anyway.
But yes, eventually.
There's also a little video game news on my end. Vampire the Masquerade Bloodlines 2.
I heard they announced Mox.
Every Wednesday, they've been releasing new character stuff. They've released Ventru, Bruja.
These are clans.
They got them Toreador clan. They got them Tremere's. And then today they just released Malkavians. Wow, they're a vampire clan.
Wow,
they're crazy.
Wow.
But this is making me nervous because I'm pretty sure they said there's 5 playable clans at the beginning of the game. And they've named all 5. And Nosferatu's not one of them.
Uh-oh.
And that's a big problem for me. So,
they're
we'll see.
Is there a DLC? DLC for us?
That's bullshit. They make Nosferatu fucking pure DLC. I have all the DLC. That's fine with that.
Did you
still.
See the thing they said about Malkavians, though? With especially how they were like in the first Bloodlines?
Yeah, they're not going to be the crazy.
Well, so that's
shit.
The thing. They were like, we have to play into that because that's the expectation coming from Bloodlines 1 is that you will get that. But they don't. And they call out Fishmalk by name
yep.
as a thing, but they go on to say that like the expectation is there that you will have different dialogue, you have all this stuff, and we want to definitely go with that, but we want to try to avoid making it just a complete and total joke,
mm-hmm.
while still having a situation where you might have a hallucination and fight a stop sign or whatever,
yeah.
but you probably won't stop in the middle of the street and just yell at one for 15 minutes because LOL mental illness.
Yeah, it's yeah that you can't make poke fun of mental illness.
Vampires are cool.
Yeah, they are.
Vampire
dead.
Clans are a bit too deep for coolness for me. I think that's
huh?
a bit too high level of vampires.
What are you talking
and
about?
And I never played the Masquerade Bloodlines, the first one.
It's a great game.
It's a pretty good game.
I feel like I should play through that, and somehow Dustin should be close to me so he can watch
yeah.
me.
Yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah. I mean, Mike's played it.
Yeah, but Dustin, you would be a much better life coach. Sorry,
maybe
undeath
like a,
coach.
Maybe like I'll do like a little local recording on my own, and maybe we'll be in Discord or something. I'll record your voice, and maybe we'll do a little playthrough or something. I don't know. We'll
don't get my hopes up.
We'll organize something.
Don't you get my fucking hopes
up. Organize something.
Check the website soon for programming.
Because I hear every time that game's brought up, Masquerade, everyone's like, well, gotta go install it again. Like, apparently
exactly.
It's a really high rated, but I've never fucking
honestly,
played it.
I've only played that game 3 times, did but you? I played Vampire the Masquerade Redemption, the original one for PC, like 16 times.
I was going to say, like 4 times.
I fucking love that game, and it's really bad.
Is it just dialogue choices?
No, it's everything's voice dialogue. I mean, there are choices in Bloodlines. There's a lot of dialogue choices, but it's got really shoddy combat that goes from third person to first person. But it's good. The story's great. There's 5 different endings, depending on who you side with. If you don't side with the Anarchs, you're fucking retarded. No, side with Quijin. Anyway, so it's good. I'm excited about that. That's probably my biggest thing that I'm into right now. Oh, I'm playing Dynasty Warriors 9 again.
You beat that.
Yeah, I beat it again with Dong Zhuo last night. And
my condolences.
And then I'm playing Dragon Age Inquisition, which is a five year old game, and I like Dragon Age.
I'm playing Diablo 3 again. Don't shoot me.
Ho-ho. Mike, you play anything new?
New?
You've been playing a lot of Battlefield.
Playing a lot of Battlefield. Playing some Symphony of the Night for a different project. You can find me on the internet talking about that somewhere else when that ever happens.
Might be a new podcast going on that has nothing to do with any of this.
Nothing to do with this. So
Green Man Gaming.
I'll plug it later. Promo code BOD. No, I don't know. I've been playing 14, the Final Fantasy MMO, the sequel. Because
new expansion's coming out, right?
New expansion's coming soon. Been playing with coworkers. Been playing a lot of Battlefield 5. That game has got problems.
They're deleting modes.
They're getting rid of modes because
so it's
underpopulated.
Oh,
not enough players. It's
they're
all
like, shit, all these modes we made, we need to delete these.
It's a big shame.
What is this, Anthem?
So here's what sucks about number 5. They put that Battle Royale mode in there, which everyone loves that shit. I love that shit.
Firestorm.
It takes like 5 minutes to load into a match.
It does.
You're dead in like a minute.
It does.
It takes 5 more minutes to get back into another match.
It's true.
Garbage. I wouldn't play a second one.
Is this that friendship shit you guys keep saying? Friendship.
No.
Friendship.
So no, this is just the queue time in Battlefield 5 because it loads so fucking much and long.
Oh.
All
right, so this is going to be a deep dive for people who don't give a shit, so it's probably going to get cut
at
some point.
Make it like
anyways,
just a shallow dive.
Go. There's 4 of us right here around this table talking to these microphones. We're a squad. In old Battlefield games, only Dustin the medic could pick us up when we go down. Because
he's got
syringes or he's got defibrillators. Well, guess what? In Battlefield 5, through the true power of anime friendship, if any one of us were to go down, any one of us in this squad could pick each other up.
Suck my dick and give me life.
So if Dustin gets shot by a tank, he can just shout at me, "I need your friendship." And I'll come over and pat him on the back, and those wounds will go away.
Oh, my God.
That's how it works.
That's the power of friendship, baby.
That's how we won World War II. Everyone kept dying left and right. We're like, oh, man, it's so great. Get up. Come on.
Let's give them all one friendship bomb. No, two.
Look at my legs.
Hey, start building bomb 3. Speaking of bomb 3, we're getting the fuck out of here.
No. Nick,
no.
Are you playing anything right now?
No.
All right, guys. Good episode. I hope you enjoyed it. Check us out. There's a little announcement. We may be doing some solo stuff, Mike. Not solo stuff, but like subject matter.
Like
we mentioned
solo
it before.
Stuff.
Yeah, we're gonna get killed. And
I'm shooting first.
Spoiler. Carl mentioned
Han
some
Solo.
Games.
That's what he does.
Yeah,
Han Solo's a shooter. He's a shotta.
But there's some things that we're
right
into.
We did those RPG podcasts in the past. We might do this Game of Thrones thing. We're talking about it. Mm-hmm. We might do a One Piece thing. We might do an anime thing or a book club thing. We've got some stuff in the pipeline.
Just more content.
But
more
the problem with the pipeline is there's a big hole in the pipeline because it turns out when they laid this pipe, they weren't really planning on where the pipe should go, and so we've got to kind of dig up some ground and readjust the pipes.
This is too much, Mike. If you're interested in any of these things, please leave a comment below.
Leave a comment below. Email nick@basementbeers.com. He's our content manager.
Feel free to.
Email. Hit us up on the Facebook page. We're getting a lot of likes. I apologize for I'm the one who takes over that. And I do have some spelling mistakes. I've looked at 2 of my posts where I just don't type fast enough and my hand just give up.
And then again, for the bonus behind the scenes stuff, make sure you check out the Patreon. $5 a month gets you access to an incredible exclusive.
Mike's got some nipple shots he will send to you.
That's right. You ever seen a dead body?
I'm into that too. $5, I'll send you my nipples.
There you go. Give me $5. You're going to carve
them. This is why I wasn't born a girl.
All right. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
But anything's possible with modern medicine.
2019. Goodbye.
Bye.
Give us a round of applause. Yay.
Support transgender children.
I want to love you. But